जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
We will talk about how important it is to control senses in Krishna consciousness. So it is very important, very, very important. Rupa Goswami's first instruction in his book called Nectar of Instruction, he is talking about controlling senses. Vachavegam manasaha krodhavegam jivavegam udar upasthavegam etan vegan yovi sahet dhira sarvam apimam prithvim sasisyat. That one must control senses. That's the beginning of the spiritual life. If your senses are unbridled horses running here and there without your control, then it becomes very difficult to do anything, what to talk about Krishna consciousness. So this is the science, how to control the senses. Srila Prabhupada says that rather than controlling the senses, you should engage your senses in Krishna consciousness in such a way that they get their sense gratification, but transcendentally. So what that means is that we have to do the same thing we are doing, but in Krishna consciousness. Just like if you like to vacha vegam, jiva vegam, if you want to control your tongue for speaking and eating, tasting rather, rasana, then you can give tongue the remnants of Lord or devotee, little higher, then the tongue is automatically controlled. Why? Because you are giving transcendental object of senses, which is prasad, transcendental. So then tongue will become transcendental and mind will become transcendental and intelligence will also become transcendental. Eating prasadam, just merely eating prasadam and nothing else, if you don't eat anything else but prasad, then your whole body, mind, intelligence, senses, consciousness will become spiritualized. Why? Because prasadam is spiritual, totally spiritual. You are what you eat. And that every 7 years, cells of your body becomes totally changed. So cell becomes of what you eat. And if you eat only prasad, then body becomes Krishnaized, spiritualized. So we are not trying to become a pseudo-yogi, just control everything. I can sit down in the torching heat of sun and having fire around me and I can control my senses. No artificial imposition of any kind on your mind and senses. This is all artificial imposition. Bhakti yoga is sahaj yoga. Sahaj yoga. A very natural yoga. Same thing with ears. You, rather than rock and roll music, nice kirtan we had. And nice, so much Krishna conscious music. It's almost like unlimited. So, the ears will get spiritualized. And eyes, hearing kirtan is a festival for ear. Seeing Lord and his devotees and his temple and his abode and everything related to him is festival for the eyes, gratifying our sense. We are gratifying. Karmi prasad or material, mundane food, you can't compare with what opulence prasad is offering. Everybody comes to temple, immediately they meditate. So this is sense gratification. And it is right, sense gratification. So we can control our senses like this, not artificial imposition. So there are five knowledge acquiring senses. They are aank, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha, eyes, nose, ears, tongue, and skin. Skin sense gratification is sex, of course. So these senses will always push living entity into sense gratification, demanding. So when you indulge in mundane sense gratification, five senses are wanting from you different sense gratification, and they pull you in five direction, and our situation becomes very pathetic. You become very disturbed. And after repetition of pulling the senses, I want, you cannot fulfill, then suicide. And that I heard in London that 7 out of 10 people have mental problem. Why? Because their senses are not controlled and their senses are demanding material, mundane sense gratification and they cannot fulfill. So frustration. And frustration means devastation. So yes, it is very important to control senses in Krishna consciousness, but positive way. Not suppressing the senses, rather giving senses their sense gratification. Utsav. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he announced throughout Navadvip that tomorrow we'll have a festival. His disciple or followers, he didn't have many disciples, he didn't want to accept disciples. But his followers said, but Maharaj, everybody will come and what we will offer them, prasadam, and you know, where is the expenditure, where is the money? He says, don't worry. So everybody came and then Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said that yes, we will have a festival for ears and mouth and tongue. Everybody will chant 24 hours today, Hare Krishna mantra, kirtan. And that's a festival for ear and speech. So festival, gratifying senses, from material sense enjoyment to spiritual sense enjoyment, we have to train ourselves like that. That is controlling senses in Krishna consciousness. No artificial imposition on mind, Prabhupada says. No artificial imposition on senses. We would like to offer our senses to Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. We have to become devoid of all designation. I am this, I am that, I am big, I am rich, I am strong, I am beautiful, I am renunciate, I am very learned scholar, all designation zero. Sarva upadhi vinirmiktam, tatparatvena nirmalam, by becoming pure, nirmal. Mal means mud, muck, dirt. Nirmal means pure, tatparatvena nirmalam. And then what we have to do? Rishikena. Rishik means senses. By our senses, we have to serve the senses of Krishna. That is the definition of bhakti yoga. Bhakti. So this is automatic control, no artificial control, like yogis, dhyan, dharan, and so on and so forth. No dharan, dharana, controlling senses, controlling mind. So this is bhakti, to engage our senses, to give pleasure to the senses of Krishna. And by that, our senses also become most happy. By that, we gratify our own senses also. So, this is the process. We have to control our senses, but Krishna conscious way. Let's go to the next one. And that is realization, how to remain in Krishna consciousness for long. So these are very good techniques, how you can remain in Krishna consciousness forever. So my realization, the most important thing that you can remain in Krishna consciousness for good is the association of the devotees who are more advanced than you. Taking shelter of devotees who are more advanced than us. Secret of success in Krishna consciousness. If you write this word, secret of success in Krishna consciousness, in folio or Vedabase, then Prabhupada says many times, the most important thing in order to advance in Krishna consciousness is that you have to associate with your spiritual master and take his instruction to your life and soul. In other words, surrendering to senior guru, senior devotees, Vaishnava authorities, we should give our mind and intelligence to them. Not that we will use our mind and intelligence. If we use our mind and intelligence, then so many problems. But if I give it to them and they say, do this, and I do this, perfect. Whatever Prabhupada says, we do, perfect. Whatever senior devotee do, tell us to do, perfect. Why? Because they will not exploit you. They will not cheat you. They are your best well-wisher, ever well-wisher. So, that's why I remain in the temple all the time or very near, next to temple, all the time. I don't like going away from the temples because temple is designed by Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ISKCON temple I am talking about, only for one reason. And that reason is the devotees can come together and associate with one another on dining table, prasadam table, or arati, or lecture. Devotees can come together and enjoy. We have festival every day. There is transcendental party every day. People have party in midnight, mode of ignorance. And our party starts with Brahma Mahurat. It lasts up to 8, 9 o'clock evening. So we have a party also, enjoying. So this association of devotees, very important in our life. Without the association of devotees, even the exalted devotees can get deviated from devotional service. So, idea is to always hanker for association of devotees. And then there are many other ways. If you want little break, just go into the reading retreat or chanting retreat by yourself. You can do so many things. You know, you can design your life in such a way that you are always somehow or other in Krishna consciousness. If you are tired of reading, you see so many videos, Prabhupada's video, devotees and Krishna's. And if you are tired of seeing, hear. If you are tired of hearing, taste sumptuous prasad, cook for Lord and take prasad. Or if you are tired of that, then you can hear katha, go to hear somebody who is delivering katha. So many ways we can design our life in such a way that we can always enjoy. We can always enjoy. And your enjoyment can be different from anybody else's. But as long as it is in Krishna consciousness, this is what we have to do. Burning tail. We have to use our propensity. Whatever propensity we have, we have to use that propensity in Krishna consciousness. Then you will like that. And you will love doing that. Some people likes inviting devotees at home, cooking for them, having little kirtan, and hearing from them, and so many things. So, there are so many ways. My focus always remains around the temple, or near the temple, or in the temple. So, most of the time, I lived in the temple. That is my protection, that I have an army around me who can protect me in Krishna consciousness. It's very important. And if you want to be in vicinity and in the temple, then this today morning sloka was very important sloka, that you always want to take the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord's devotee and serve them, who are always immersed in tasting the honey of the lotus feet of Lord. So, we have to become humble, we have to have a serving attitude for devotees and non-offending attitude towards devotees. Even if they offend you, you don't want to offend devotees. Even if they give you so much distress, you don't want to rebelliate or you want to wage a war. Or we have to trunada pisuni chena terrorivasis amani namana dina kirtaniya sadahari krishna astiyasya girita manasa driyeta dikshasti cheta. Worshipping the Lord, madhyam adhikari and uttam adhikari nindadi sunyam ipsitam sangalabhya. Those devotees who are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And they are non-envious of anybody. Nindadi sunyam. Not blaspheming anybody. And bhajanam ananyam anyam. That he is engaged in ananya bhakti of Krishna. That kind of devotees, pure devotees, is uttam adhikari. We should associate with them by serving them. Susrusaya, seva, serving them. Susrusaya, ipsitam, sangalabhya. And we should seek their sangha, association. So this is the very important aspect of those who wants to carry out throughout their life and lives to come, remain steady in Krishna consciousness. Association of the devotees is very important. And of course, chanting holy name. Of course, you cannot stress enough chanting the holy name of the Lord, because that is topmost. Out of all the sadhan, out of all the method of worshipping Lord, chanting the holy name is topmost. Tar madhye sarvasrestha nama sankirtan nirapradhe nama laile jiv paye premadhan. That by chanting without offenses, one can attain pure love of Krishna. Prabhupada says, your first instruction, out of all instruction of a spiritual master, chanting the holy name 16 rounds a day is the most important instruction of a spiritual master. That must be followed. So chanting holy name. So many realizations like that. So the last one is How to conquer lust, anger and greed. So very important, same answer almost then, how to control senses. So Narottam Das Thakur says, you can engage lust, anger and greed, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, into Krishna's service. He says that kam, Krishna, karma, arpane. We can control our lust by offering the result of our work to Krishna. Whatever we produce from our hard labor, if we can offer that to Krishna, then we can control our lusty desires. Meaning, we produce money, then that money will be liquid form of sense gratification. You can use money in anything and everything, and that money can be used in gratifying your lust. Kama, Krishna, karma, arpane, and krodha, Krishna, dveshi, jane. You can exhibit anger to the person who is envious of Krishna or devotees. Krishna, dveshi, jane. Krishna's devotee and Krishna, one who is very envious of Krishna and his devotees, we can exhibit our anger like Hanuman. He engaged his anger in service of Lord Ramchandra. He burned whole Lanka out of anger to serve Sita Rani and Lord Ramchandra. Same thing with Arjuna. He fought the battlefield of Kurukshetra out of anger. You cannot say, I laugh, smile and cool and I fight and... No. You have to exhibit your anger in fighting. So he engaged that fighting spirit and anger in Krishna's service. Krishna says, fight. And he fought. We can dovetail this lust, anger, greediness in chanting holy name, greediness in worshipping Krishna, greediness in serving devotees. We can become greedy in these activities. So, how to control lust, anger and greed? Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita also, that you can control lust, anger and greed. Dhyayato visayan punsaha sangate subhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho upajayate krodhat sambhavati sammoha sammohat smruti vibrama smruti bramsat buddhinaso buddhinasat pranasyati. If you can control our senses, dhyayato visayan punsaha, vishayas, object of the senses, and senses we control. Dhyayata visayan punsa sangate subhajayate sangat sanjayate kama. And if you don't able to satisfy your sense gratification, the gratifying senses, the lust for the senses, if you cannot supply, then what happens? Krodha. I will kill you, girlfriend, boyfriend, many times in this country. Even husband and wife, they have separation, divorce and stuff like that. So that is unfulfilled lust. And then it is not fulfilled, then immediately there is so much anger. So much anger. Court and what can I do and so much anger. So from lust, anger arises. And if anger is not satisfied, then kam, krodh and lobh. You become greedy. You become more greedy for mundane material things. So how to control that? By controlling the object of the senses. The object of the senses are sabda, sparsa, rup, ras, gandh. And what are the senses? Aankh, kaan, naak, jeeb, tvacha. So sabda means sound, vibration. Sabda, sparsh. skin is always wants to touch or rubbing. So that is sparsh, roop. Eyes are into form, beautiful form of anything you see. So that is sabda sparsh roop ras, rasana, tongue, taste. Ras means taste. And sabda sparsh roop ras, gandh, the nose. The object of the senses for the nose is smell. So if we can control this or purify this, then automatically we can control our mind, pacify mind. And then we can control our anger. So Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava. That kaam and krodh, they arises from rajogun. Rajogun means passion. You want to work hard and quick and run hard and quick and everything fast and so many instruments around you, so many phones, so many everything. Passion. So, rajoguna samudhva, this kama esha, krodha esha. Rajoguna samudhava. It arises from rajogun. So we have to become cool. We have to become not passionate in mode of goodness or mode of pure goodness. Then automatically this kaam krodh will not exist. Kaam esha krodh esha rajoguna samudhava. Passion. Mahashano mahapapma videya yavairinam. That they are all devouring enemies of the spirit soul. Kaam, krodh, lobh. It will devour you and it will devour anything that you possess. Kaam esha krodh esha rajoguna samudhva. Mahashano mahapapma. Very sinful. Lust, anger and greed. Very sinful. Papma. Vidyaya. Know that Vairinam, he is your deadly enemy. Kaam, krodh, lobh. So, how to control them? No passion. You remain in mode of goodness or suddha, sattvic, pure goodness. But like Prabhupada, he is on transcendence, pure goodness. So there is no question of bad krodh or bad anger, bad lust, bad anything. You can doubt all kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad into Krishna's service. But envy you cannot engage in Krishna's service. Envy must be given up. In spiritual world, envy does not exist at all. So we have to train ourselves here to become devoid of envy. Practice that. Then we can enter into spiritual world. So envy has to be given up. Envy means becoming criticizing or blaspheming, or by looking somebody is having better thing than you, you become distressful. That is called envy. Somebody has better things than you and you don't have, and you become disturbed. You become either to rob him or either to kill him or get it or whatever, you want to have more than him. So that is envy. Of course, it must be given up. Envy does not exist in spiritual world. So kaam, krodh, lobh, how to give it up? Engage them in Krishna's service. Or else, try to control senses. Or else, try to control your modes of material nature. So these are the ways you can control lust, anger, greed. You have to control these things. So automatically you can control lust, anger and greed. Not to give up artificially. Exhibiting krodh for good is good. If your son wants to put hand into fire and he said no. And again, I want to put. No. So then you have to exhibit anger. No, you cannot, rascal. You cannot. So you have to exhibit your anger, but for good, for That is right use of anger. Same thing, anger, lust, anger, greed, producing Krishna conscious children. Dharma, virodho kamusmi. If you engage your lusty desires into producing Krishna conscious children, then that's a right use. Same thing with everything else. So I'll stop here. 5 more minutes. Any question? Original source of envy is that, let's go even further, that Krishna is the God. And the definition of God, I said, that one who creates, maintains and annihilates. There are many definitions of gods, but this is one of it. He has created us. So what was the idea of creating us? That we will enjoy and he will enjoy. We both will enjoy. What is the idea of creating children? Children will enjoy, parents will enjoy. That's the idea, original idea. But it goes sour, that is different thing. And same thing, he created living entity, with some living entity it went sour, envy. Why you are the only enjoyer? Why you want to enjoy me? Why you want to enjoy everybody that you created? We create house for our enjoyment. We create children for our enjoyment. Krishna creates something, then it has to be for his enjoyment. So he created us with one idea. What is that idea? I will be enjoying, and spirit souls, they will be also enjoying. But some spirit soul, they said, why you are the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer. So the envy starts from that point. Why you are the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer. That's the original starting point of envy. Then further down the road, envy is for many other things. And the definition of envy, I already defined according to Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Nilamani, that somebody has more than you, nicer than you, and you become distressful by that. That is envy. You become distressful, you become unhappy. Why he has more than me? And envy starts from there. Why you are the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer. So envy starts from that point. Any other question? Yes.
You mentioned at the beginning that Bhakti Yoga is Sahaja Yoga. Natural.
Natural.
We also hear that being Sahaja is not positive. Sahaja.
Sahaja.
This is something we shouldn't be.
No.
Maybe explain these two terms, they sound similar. So.
Right. That is true. This Sahaja Yoga, we want to exhibit our natural way of serving Krishna. Not that we want to suppress artificially that. We want to hide our relationship, our love to Krishna. No. It will be obvious. You cannot hide love. Even in material sense, if anybody loves anybody else, you cannot hide that love. So, Sahaja Yoga and Sahajya. Sahajya means they exhibit love of Krishna in their actions. Even though they may not love Krishna, they will smoke or they will associate with women or they will do so many other things, and at the same time they exhibit to others, they show up that I am loving Krishna, I am Krishna's girlfriend, I am gopis, I am chudidari, and they dress like gopis themselves, they talk like gopi, walk like gopis, and then they smoke bidis on the side and having girlfriends and whatever. So that is called Sahajya. Sahajya means they take everything so cheap. I can become gopi of Krishna, but they don't have quality of gopis. So that is Sahajya mentality. But Sahaj Yoga means it is in our nature to serve. If you don't serve God, then you will serve dog. But that Sahaj, serving is a Sahaj thing in you. Sahaj means natural. You want to serve. If you don't serve Krishna, then naturally you will serve something else. But service, serving attitude that is sahaj, natural in us. So why not serve Krishna? That is bhakti. Bhakti is for everybody, every living entity. It applies to all living entity. The other yogas does not apply other living entities. But bhakti, it is natural for all living entities. Anybody else? How to conquer envy? By serving those whom you are envious of. By menial, dante, trunak, dharate, and prayers, you offer your obeisances to him by taking straw in the mouth. In other words, you take up genuine mood that I am surrendering to you, and then offering him prayers that I was listening to Prabhupada just 1 hour ago. By this mood, trinadapi sunichena taro revasa amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari, that worm in a stool, you become envious of who? Insignificant worm. Very, very low. So what is the question of envy there? So if we think ourselves at that level, then we will not become envious. And we'll get rid of that envy. Serving. In another word, serving attitude. I want to serve. I want to serve. I want to feel myself subservient to other devotees. Then you will not become envious of other devotees or anybody. So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.